Welcome, everybody, to the longest-running show dedicated to RPGs, skepticism, politics, and a bunch of other nonsense. I am your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, and back from his little hiatus, Breakman. How you doing, man?
He was here last week.
Well, he's always on hiatus. I just wanted to say he's on another hiatus. He's always on hiatus, even when he's on the show. So it's not, I'm not completely inaccurate when I say that, right, Breakman?
Oh, because he's in Drunkland.
Frank's in Potland.
So. Well, yeah. I mean, that's true, man. I'll be talking about Harvest Time here in a minute. But, yes. You know what? You guys don't understand. Like, what I sacrifice to be on this show, I never, and I mean ever, smoke before the show. I know it's hard to believe, but I just don't. I don't think I ever have in the history of Grinders. Nope.
You hear our response, dead silence?
Of course, man. Why would it be anything but dead silence from this crew? Hey, I want to welcome Wyland. He's in chat. And also Electrical Longboard. I'm sure we'll be getting some more people here shortly. Apex Pro Community is in chat. So welcome. Welcome on in. I know more people will join us soon. It's going to be an interesting show, guys. I was talking a little bit before we got online, and I almost knocked somebody in their mouth. So let's just put it that way. So you're going to want to stick around after the news to hear that story. And I'm not a violent person at all. But, hopefully you guys will stick around for that. All right.
I know, but you really want that candy, and that five-year-old just wasn't giving it up.
I know, man. I almost hauled off and hit a five-year-old. Can you believe that, Breakman? I mean, she still wouldn't give it to me after I almost punched her in the mouth.
Is that when you started putting the wrestling moves on her?
Yeah.
Powerbombed her up against the wall.
I was going to say.
Down, you put her in a cobra clutch.
No, I tried putting her.
You put her in a cobra clutch. Then you threw up against the wall, and then when she was down, you put a figure four on her.
I tried putting her in the full Nelson, but her dad just was not having any of that. But you know what I'm saying. But it's going to be an interesting show, guys. But why don't we get started with the news so we can get it done and over with, and we can get to a lot of stuff to cover today. So without further ado...
RPG News.
All right, Eric, take it away.
All right. Let's see. I can scroll up here. Gematsu. I was going to say RPG site. I was like, wait, no, that's not right. Dragon Quest Monsters Terry's. Dragon Quest Monsters Terry's Wonderland Retro announced for Switch. Square Enix announced Dragon Quest Monsters Terry's Wonderland Retro, a port of the original Game Boy Color game released in 1999 for the Switch during the pre-launch Dragon Quest XI Echoes of Elusive Age Definitive Edition Special Stage event at Tokyo Game Show 2019. And it will launch on the eShop on September 17th in Japan for 1,500 yen, so $15 about.
Yeah.
And you switch between the color and a monochrome graphics.
That's kind of weird. like, why would anybody
do that?
Who would
want to play in grayscale?
I know. Like, that's so weird. I mean, I guess. I mean, that's being really hardcore.
I mean, the game was technically a Game Boy Color / Game Boy cartridge hybrid. Because it wasn't.
Is it the same one that we got, or is this a different one?
This is the same one we got.
Okay, and we got
the sequel, but the sequel is much better than the first game, if you ask me.
I never played the sequel. I played the original.
But
I really liked
Joker is much better, and Joker 2 is even better than that. So the other ones aren't worth mentioning.
Yeah. Okay. So let's not mention,
especially the remake on the 3DS for this game. There was actually a PlayStation 1 remake of this in the second game, but I don't know why they didn't go with that or include them.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next.
I don't know if this will be localized. I mean, they've already got the localization. I think it'd be a matter of contacting Crystal Dynamics, or not Crystal Dynamics, but Eidos, but which wouldn't be hard because Square Enix owns Crystal Dynamics, who bought or who was bought by Eidos, and then so.
I think $15 is too much for that. So.
Yeah.
Weiland says he's gonna go grab but some meat.
It's a Square because they released a trilogy of games that they already that are overcharging for the third game. Yeah. We're gonna talk about that later.
No problem, Weiland. See you in a bit, dude. Trust me, you're not gonna want to miss it, dude. It's a good story. Well, I don't know if good is.
So this game's gonna be what $49.99.
Yeah, they're going to do the Square Enix. We were talking a little bit about a Nintendo tax.
Considering Square's price scheme for the games that we're going to talk about, if they ever get to Dragon Quest VII, they'll just charge $50 for it.
Yeah. I think I mentioned Electrical Longboard was in chat, but welcome on in, and Commander Root, so welcome on in.
Because if they're going to do 9, they'd probably just be better off making a remake of 9 instead of using the DS game.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's move on to the next story.
I just love breeding monsters to make different monsters more powerful.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's always awesome.
Yep. All right, next story.
You know, you take different species and wonder how the fuck they do. How the fuck are they fucking?
Exactly.
Slime and the Cyclops. How do we do this, guys?
Oh,
get
that's
it on.
I mean, the slimes could fuck anything.
In the game, anything. They don't mate. They just fuse them.
Ah. Like genetics.
And both monsters are basically sacrificed to become a new one.
Yeah. All right, let's move on, Breakman.
They should be mating. Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Atelier Dusk Trilogy Deluxe Pack announced for PS4, Switch, and PC. Pre-order begins on September 26th in Japan. There you go.
All right.
Oh, I should tell you what the Deluxe Pack includes. Okay, Deluxe Pack, it includes Atelier...
Aisha.
Okay. The Alchemist of Dusk DX, Atelier Aisha and Logi, Alchemist of Dusk Sky, and Atelier Shally, Alchemist of Dusk Sea. Oh, everything's dark and dusky in this
game. I like that collection. I need to get that because I didn't play any of those games, so that'd be a nice little collection.
This also includes the plus elements that were added, the plus versions. So
they're probably going to charge $80 or $90 for them, though.
Yeah,
but this sounds like it's going to be the complete box because it's going to come with all DLC.
Yeah, I mean you can buy the games separately because they did have that option, but they're still kind of expensive by themselves.
Yeah, I hope when it comes out here, it doesn't cost no $90, man. Like I would pay like a good $50 for it. That would be nice, but whatever.
Well, eventually you'll get to that, but I don't think the Arlan Trilogy Deluxe Pack was even released physically, which sucked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everything's going digital, man, so, you know, it is what it is. All right,
think this one they're going to make a physical release for, though.
Okay. All right, let's move on to the next story from...
Yeah, and we're going to get a pack in that's going to have pins in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
An art book and a CD.
No, plus $100 because they can't just do like a pack with three games and that's it.
Yeah.
And you get the $150
bonus.
Yeah, exactly.
You get the $150 edition. It comes in a steel case.
Yeah. I like steel cases, but damn, I agree, man. They charge way too much. All right, let's move on to this story from Gamatsu. Way of the Samurai spinoff Kata Nakami announced for PS4, Switch, and PC.
It's Katana Kami.
Katana Kami. I came close, man. Come on, give me credit. So yeah, it was announced at TGS 2019. It will launch physically and digitally early 2020 in Japan for 3,980 yen. That seems reasonable, right, Eric? What's like? I don't know.
Well, how much it can't be a Squinix game.
Yeah, exactly. and that's about it. There's a trailer for it that I'll play for the audience, but. There you go. Looks okay. Do you know anything about this game, Eric?
No.
I'm looking at the gameplay, and it looks like it possibly could be like a tactical Diablo clone. I don't know. That's kind of the impression I'm getting, but I could be completely wrong, but whatever. All right. Eric, next story, please.
Next story is from a game from RPG site. It's about a game called Disco Elysium, and it's going to launch on October 15th. And it's a detective RPG for PC, and it's going to come to Steam and GOG on the date I just mentioned, and no mention of an Epic Game Store, which I guess we should be thankful for, because then people would bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, you know, that whole Epic Game Store thing, I know, I understand why people are kind of upset, but if you think about it, back in the day, I mean, consoles were doing this a long time ago, doing, like, timed releases.
Well, the real problem with the Epic Game Store is that they're basically buying exclusivity like Microsoft was, and yeah. It's gross, because their storefront is garbage.
Yeah, that's the thing. If they can get their storefront a little bit better, maybe people wouldn't mind as much, but whatever. Anything else to know about?
Not to mention, it's that most absurd and not financially sensible plan yeah. could do.
Well, yeah, unless the company has deep pockets, which Epic definitely does. But anyways,
this right. sounds really cool.
It does. Looks really cool.
Just watching it, like the whole choice is like you can just looking at your like I guess conversation choices and stuff like that alone, like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
How about just like you could play the game with not fighting anybody and just interrogating and investigating.
Yeah,
you can
no,
start
that's...
relationships with people and such like that. Like, it's just, there's, it says you can sing karaoke, write poetry. Like, yeah. I guess there's, like you said, a non-violent approach to this.
And I like it.
Of course, there's the violent approach to it. It looks like this game could be for anybody.
Yeah, I think it's a great, great idea. And it looks like a weird, kind of dark art style, man. Like, I kind of dig it. It's looking good. Looking really good. I hope the game is good. You know, that's yeah. what you
that's
hope
all we
for.
Can do is hope, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. Anything else to know about this, Eric?
No console release planned so far.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right.
Well, it'll probably... It has to sell on the PC first before it counts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Breakman, next story.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, The Legend of Heroes, Trails of Cold Stale 3. Jesus Christ. Legends of Heroes, Trails of Cold Steel 3 demo now available. So there you go. And the PC, the PlayStation Network store.
That's really cool. I like it.
And the picture has... four of the most generic-looking RPG characters ever.
Yeah, yeah, I know, man.
Well, like they're in school outfits, so standard. Of course they look generic.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah, exactly. But, I mean, the Trails of Cold... God damn it, Breakman, you're rubbing off on me.
I can't help it.
Yeah, that's a good series, man. It's a really, really solid series. So it's pretty exciting news. So, all right, did you do that story break?
Maybe. Okay. I didn't really do a story, more just a headline. So I'll go ahead and read the next one.
I know.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. First three Dragon Quest games launched for Nintendo Switch on September 27th.
God damn it, Breakman. You stole my thunder. I wanted to read the Dragon Quest.
Oh, here's okay. Before we move on, I want to mention that you can't get any trophies in the demo, but in order to get the trophies, you can save right before you get to the end boss of the demo and then make it. Save file somewhere else and then load that save up on the full game and then beat the boss.
We must have a little bit of delay because our good friend Freak Vibes in chat, he says their conversation choice to pull your dick out. I'm guessing
I hope so too.
That would be really sweet.
Should be in there. What version of Dragon Quest is this that we're getting?
1, 2, and 3.
No, I'm not saying that. Like, is this the PlayStation version re-released?
The mobile
PS
version.
Versions, the mobile
it's
game.
It's the mobile version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're not good. So.
Yeah. I'm mixed on this. Great. Like it. I don't think Dragon Quest really hit its stride until like 4, 5, and 6.
I love the third game. The third game was the first one I played.
Yeah.
I mean. I guess they're competent ports, but they're ugly looking ports.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're and the music quality is. It's not bad, but it's not like quite. Symphonic Suite level.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about Seeds of Salvation, Breakman. That is a good game. So, yeah, you're right.
Oh, and I forgot to give you the prices. $4.99 for the original, overpriced.
Yep.
$6.49 for the second one, still overpriced.
Yep.
$12.49 for the third one. Again,
the mobile versions are about the third of these prices, and like even with 3 being the most expensive, it's still cheaper on the mobile.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That's just absolute.
This is Square's new game tax, quote unquote new game.
The Squinix tax is ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
They overrate the price of their games. It's amazing. I guess they get away with it because they can still sell, but
Can you imagine?
I wonder how much
they'll get it once they get on sale, and they'll probably get on sale really quickly.
Yeah, oh yeah.
No, I know that question. I haven't downloaded any of their game or most of their games because of the prices of them.
Yeah,
when
I
they
agree.
Go on sale, maybe so, sometimes. But
yeah.
Also, these games were ported to the 3DS and the PS4 back when 11 launched. So I'm wondering why they aren't launching on those platforms yet.
Yeah. And where's my 8 remaster? You sons of bitches. I want a remaster of 8, like with modern graphics and all that shit, but whatever. All right, I agree with you guys.
Yeah, just remake these games with 11's engine.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? That'd be sweet. All right, let's move
Why
on
do
to
that
them.
When they can sell the fucking original for $5?
Yeah, exactly. no work needed, just port it, you know. All right, let's move on to the next story from RPG site. Neo 2 beta demo will be available worldwide on November 1st through the 10th. So that's the news there. Excellent story because Neo is a really good game. And I'm guessing this one will have just out of this world graphics, etc. So looking forward to that for sure.
No, I think that's the same engine. And they've just tweaked it a bit.
I think it looks a lot better from what I've seen, all the screenshots I've seen, Eric. But maybe they tweaked it. But
well, yeah, I mean... Like I said, the technically, the new Resident Evil 2 is using the NT framework engine, which has been, which is a really old engine, but Capcom continually updates it, so it's nothing like it used to be.
Yeah, Lurks is in chat. Welcome, Lurks, to chat. Okay, next story, Eric.
Next story is Baldur's Gate, Icewind Dale, and Planescape Torment collections I think it's Planescape Torment and Neverwinter Nights collection and Baldur's Gate collection. The Icewind Dale collections are all separate collections.
Yeah.
But anyways, they've all been delayed from their original release date, which was planned for next week on Friday, I think. And or maybe the 24th, but now they're being they had previously been delayed till October 1st, and now they're going to the 15th.
Yeah, I'm wondering why the delay. Maybe it's just logistics.
Oh wait, Neverwinter Nights is still on track for December.
Yeah, all of these games are worthy of a pickup if the price is right, because they're really fucking good games. Like, these are PC games that I actually liked. Hard as hell, some of them, but really, really good stories. And, you know, it's just typical D&D fare. So I'm excited. I hope their pricing is okay on these, because I might be picking
up. They probably realize that they probably can't compete with everything else coming out.
Yeah, maybe. That's a possibility. All right, Breakman, what do we got next? Breakman, did we lose Breakman? We might have lost Breakman. Unless he hit the mute button. Yeah, he hit the mute button.
So. Hello?
There you go.
Yeah.
There
you hear
go.
Me?
Yes. You're,
yes.
You're
okay.
Next story.
Jesus Christ, I'm Skype. I keep hitting the mute button. Like, come on. Unmute. Come on, Skype. You can do this.
Exactly.
Skype. It's SkypeNet. The Terminators are coming.
Yeah, exactly.
SkypeNet. Coming to us live from RPG site. Encased, a sci-fi post-apocalyptic RPG enters Steam Early Access on September 26th.
Speaking of Terminator.
Because we don't have enough sci-fi apocalyptic games.
Yeah, exactly.
Black Tower Entertainment has announced the computer-style RPG Encased, a sci-fi post-apocalyptic RPG. Let me guess, there are zombies at some point in this game, because there's always...
I think it's kind of tacky when they include a quote-unquote RPG.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and skip ahead a little here. At the start of Early Access, players will be able to complete the prologue and the first act of the game. You will play as an employee of the Kronos Foundation, recruited to live in and study the anomalous zone known as the Dome. Oh. Wait, isn't that Stephen King TV show or book?
I thought it was Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. That's what I was thinking. Something like that.
Dude, is Tina Turner in this?
I know. We don't need another hero. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
During an expedition, the player triggers a mysterious incident that leads to a cycle of events that will forever change the world under the dome. Initial early access release will feature 10-plus hours of gameplay in addition to the main quest. Players will have the option to pursue several side quests, develop skills and in-character attributes, participate in multiple turn-based battles, and explore some of the open world and Kronos fortifications. During early access, we will be releasing regular updates to significantly increase the amount of available content, locations, and quests. That's cool. Do you want me to read the key features to it?
Yeah, why not, man?
Okay. Key features. A story that covers events before, during, and after the apocalypse. So I like you start before. That's cool.
Yeah.
Your choice of main character archetype from the five different divisions, each with unique possibilities. Really?
This is basically Fallout, but if Fallout took place underground.
Yeah.
A system of skill trees and abilities offering flexible hero customization. Well, they all start underground in the vaults. Classic turn-based combat. Anomalies and artifacts left behind by the mysterious forefathers. Open world and non-linear main quest progression. This is all sounding really generic so far.
Yeah.
Variety of weapons and armor without which it would be impossible to survive in this cruel post-apocalyptic world.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of unique characters and a global sandbox map with a variety of random encounters. Okay. Well, what sets you apart from other games? Because that's...
Well, you know what sets it apart, Breakman? This. That's what sets it apart. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. Yeah. If she's going to show up and... what was the name of the duo? The giant and...
I don't know, but that... Yeah, I agree.
What was her name? I can't remember.
Shit. I can't remember. Maybe somebody in chat knows.
Let I know. Where's Dungeon Muster at? He knows all this stuff.
I know.
He always has the answer when we don't. Where is he?
I know. Either that, maybe Freak5 knows. He's probably a fan of...
Yeah, Google it for us.
Yeah, exactly. Google it for us.
We don't trust your knowledge, Google.
Don't make fun of Freak, man. Freak's very knowledgeable, I'll have you know. All right, let's move on to the next story, guys. Yeah, very generic. Yeah. Very generic. All right, let's move on to the next story. This comes to us from RPGsite.net. Monster Hunter World Iceborne has shipped 2.5 million units worldwide. Does that mean they sold? Because I always get confused. Like, yeah.
No, it means they sold to retailers.
Yeah, okay. That's shipped to, like, Walmart and Amazon.
But I guess it's good for them because...
It's good for them, yeah. As long as the company doesn't try
and... They've already made their sale.
Yeah.
Well, and the company doesn't, like, sell them back. Because if they get, like, an overstock of them and stuff, a lot of companies will sell them back, basically.
They sell them back for the same price they bought them, probably. I don't know what the retailers...
It's a loss for the company, basically, for the manufacturer.
Free Fire, yes, Master Blaster. There you go.
Yes. Yeah. See, I told you.
Yeah. Nice Googling there, Freak 5. Nice Googling. So,
the question was because I could have answered that if I did. So,
oh well,
it wasn't about a video game, it was about the movie,
the movie Beyond Thunderdome. Man,
so there was a character called Master Blaster,
yeah,
it's a duo,
yeah. This I think that's great news. I dabbled a little bit in Monster Hunter. I need to play more of that game. I got it on sale like a long ass time ago, but I haven't had time to really play much of anything.
I'm gonna pick up Iceborne once it's on sale. Yeah, that, along with the complete collection bundle.
Yeah. I'm gonna wait for Iceborne to go on sale too. But that's good news. 2.5 million copies. Hopefully, they'll sell every bit of that. That'd be really, really nice. So, all right. Anything else on that, Breakman? Was that Breakman? Was that you?
Yes.
All right, Eric. Next story.
All right. Warriors Orochi 4 Ultimate has a date, and that is February 14th, Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, if you don't have anything else to do on Valentine's Day. or you want a divorce.
You can see the Sonic movie if it doesn't get delayed.
Oh my god. Yeah, go see the Sonic movie on Valentine's Day. I wonder if Bernie would like to go see the Sonic movie on Valentine's Day.
I got the perfect romantic date, baby.
Yeah, I know.
You, me, and a little furry rodent. Let's do this.
Okay, so how about this?
Little blue furry rodent.
Yeah, you get two choices. Either we could play this Warriors or Orochi 4, or we can go see Sonic. Your choice.
Yeah, they're not calling it Legends because I think they want to move away from that label, so they're just calling it Ultimate because they're trying to pull a Capcom, I guess. And this is basically the version of the game with all the DLC plus some extra content.
Yeah, Freak 5 says he didn't Google the Master Blaster stuff, so
I believe him.
And I believe him too, sort of, maybe. Not really.
So it's coming out for the Switch, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC.
Oh, okay. Good deal. All right, let's move on to the next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Final Fantasy VII and Final Fantasy VIII Remastered Twin Pack for Switch announced for Asia. So they're doing like a remastering of the original Final Fantasy VII?
This is the one that released on the PS4 and the Switch.
So
mobile devices. So I'm wondering where 9 is, though.
I'm wondering if this is going to bite into the Final Fantasy VII remake numbers. That's kind of concerning to me a little bit.
Because this is probably going to ship before that.
No, this is Squinix making more money off of the same product. This has nothing to do with the remastered edition of Final Fantasy VII. That is going to be the most marketed game ever from Squinix.
This is due out by the end of the year, so it'll be before 7 Remake comes out.
Yeah. Squinix is going to be hitting the ads hard with that game.
Yeah.
They're obviously charging a physical release tax because they're selling it for $50 here.
Jesus
and
Christ.
You can get a Gamatsu has a coupon with them. You can get 5% off.
I'm pretty sure each of these is like $20 or $25 or something.
5%. Be still my heart. Save 20 cents.
There you go.
Yeah. You'll save 20 cents off of their collection there. All right,
that's 20 cents.
Yeah, let's move on to the next story from
Gamatsu. And I wouldn't recommend 8 remastered at least right now because it's missing rumble support and analog controls.
Ooh,
and it's got frame rate issues.
Jesus Christ!
They make it run worse than the original PlayStation 1 version.
Yeah, Winsock's in chat. Welcome, Winsock. Welcome back.
And just so everybody knows, it's 250. You know, we know. We just don't. We don't want everybody to.
Yeah,
we don't want hate mail like you morons.
Yeah, don't give Dear Breakman any questions about our math skills because we are definitely in the know. Sarcasm. It's sarcasm. Freak Fight says, finally got home. Be right back as I find out what Mrs. Freak made for dinner. Because priorities. I agree. I would eat.
I'm guessing fish taco.
Ooh.
It's up on the counter for you.
As long as the cats don't get to it first, you know. All right, this comes to us from Gamatsu. Sikkyo Shooting Stars Alpha launches January 21st, 2020 in North America, January 24th in Europe. Included games are Strikers 1945, 1 and 2, and 3, Soul Divide, Dragon Blaze, Zero Gunner 2. Key features, Pixel Perfect, Play Your Way, choose between horizontal and vertical Tate mode. I wanted them to do taint mode, but you know they didn't go with that suggestion. Or hand a Joy-Con to a friend for some couch co-op fun. That'd be fun. Unlimited quarters, 6 shooters, 6 stories, and an infinite supply of ammo.
Oh, I like that word right there.
Yeah, I know.
Infinite. especially a shooter. I'm guessing at least a couple of these are bold hells.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The boss reflections really mean, though, because like they have a weird mechanic that when you get the final level of the game, once you run out of all your lives, you have to restart the level.
Oh, shit. That sucks.
And it's the only part of the game that does that. So it's like, get to the final level, now get good, fucker.
Yeah, exactly. This is big fuck you, exactly.
You had your warm up, now it's over.
I'm looking at the footage, looks good. So it might be, if you like shoot 'em ups, it'd probably be a good collection to pick up.
But
so.
This is only the alpha version, like the Bravo release still has yet to come out. Mm-hmm. But nice to know we have information on at least one of them.
Yeah. Okay, Eric, next story.
Next story is coming from Silicon Era about how It'll Do 2 has been delisted on Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. Comes in no surprise after all I talked about how Nicholas, founder and the company overall, has been accused of racism and poor work conditions.
Yeah.
So they probably were like, yeah, this is not a good look. We're going to remove it from the store until we can find a new publisher for the game.
Yeah, and then there's some derogatory stuff Nystrom made on Twitter that I don't think we should really go over, but I think people got the gist last time.
Okay, here's some more news regarding it. So it's like, here's a statement Nystrom, who is the developer of the game, apparently, or no, Ludosity CEO, Joel Nystrom. Anyways, he said, comment on Twitter regarding It'll Do 2 on Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One delistings. Can definitely confirm that Nicholas is a piece of shit publisher after being surprised to find out by looking in their email inbox, end quotes. that we canceled their games to publish 6 months ago, they first agreed to transfer the games over to us. Well, after the usual ghosting, because apparently they've also been accused of that several times, and they have done that several times,
mm-hmm.
and for a few weeks today, I wake up to find that they just couldn't be bothered and delisted It'll Do 2 from all console storefronts. Another promise to us they straight up broke, and a shitty move for the customers. So I'm going to see if I can get them delisted or if I have to republish.
Yeah, that's
you know, so customers aren't the most
developer
thing.
Developer yeah. getting screwed over by the publisher, no shocker.
Yeah.
The most important thing is that everyone's treated right, you know, basically. Like it's
right.
We shouldn't have people enduring the shit that that asshole owner is putting everybody through, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree.
Nobody should have to endure that just so the public can be entertained.
Yeah.
There's enough fucking entertainment out there, you know?
Well, yeah.
Well, it's more than I think the problem is more than just Tyrone. It's like everybody that works there.
Well,
I imagine like it goes from the top down, and just right. Look at that orange jackass in the White House. Like the people he hired were already bad, but once they're under him, that's like ooh.
The CEO slash founder and the management is all goffed up on Nicholas, I think.
Yeah. Is it Nicholas or Nicalis? Nicalis.
I don't know. I've never heard it pronounced before.
Yeah. All right. All
so
right.
We can
let's
call him whatever we want.
Exactly. Let's call him shit. All right, Breakman. Next. I love that evil laugh of yours, man. You should do that more often. All right, Break. Next story.
I can definitely do it. Of course, we're getting close to the Halloween, so there's kind there of going to be a lot of evil laughter. Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Neo Geo Arcade Stick Pro reveals its full lineup of games and features. Fuck yes. Feature 1, Neo Geo CD-inspired controller.
Yeah.
Feature 2, side panel ports and switches.
Yep.
Feature 3, play through 20 carefully selected Neo Geo fighting games.
Yep.
Feature 4, more games and customization.
Yep.
And I will go ahead and answer that. The question that I was thinking in my head. Additionally, you can plug another Neo Geo Arcade Stick Pro in for some two-player fun.
Yeah, goddamn
right. So
for
anybody
right.
asks, you can do some fucking two-player fighting yes. game. Oh my god, I want this.
Yeah.
Feature 5, optimized display.
Yeah.
You have to list that as a feature. but here's what's really important. The lineup of 20 games.
Yes.
King of the Fighters, 95, 97, 98, 99. 96 was, I really like 96 too. Oh, that's not in there. 2000, 2002. Fatal Fury Special, Fatal Fury 3, Garou, Mark of the Wolves, Samurai Shodown 2, 3, 4, and 5, Art of Fighting, World Heroes 2, World Heroes 2 Jet, World Heroes Perfect, Ninja Masters, The Last Blade 2, and Kazuna Encounter.
The Last Blade 2 was pretty good from what I remember.
This is such a great lineup of fighting games. Yeah. Oh my god, I love.
I forgot what Kizuna Encounter was even about because I never saw it anywhere.
Yeah. The King of the Fighters series. Just they threw so many different characters at you. Like you can just here you go. You gonna make your three team lineup, and here's a bajillion characters to work with. Have fun.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Host me Raffles in chat. Welcome.
It's also worth noting that the SNK is going to make a new Neo Geo console, but this isn't it. This is just another thing they're doing.
Yeah,
I think there's too many people working on new consoles for the future.
People are wondering whether or not it's like a Neo Geo Mini that has more than just fighting games on it.
But I guess I'd take too many over too few.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, "Ooh, Samurai Showdown kicks ass." It sure
and this
does.
Is the this is arcade sticks made by Neo Geo, so these are going to be perfect
high quality
for these games.
Yeah,
I really want this. I don't see a price.
Ooh, that's a red flag there. That's probably where they're going to get you, man. Any guess on how much you're going to charge for this break?
No, they don't have a launch date either, so they might. But from what I'm looking at, it looks like this is probably ready to go.
Yeah.
Unless this is just custom or their images of what they think it's going to be.
I'm going to take a wild stab and say $129. That's
Hack
what I'm
the game
say.
And put more fighting games in there.
Yeah.
God, $129.
I'm going to guess.
Okay. I'm going to say $100. Yeah. Yeah. Johnny Wufei says $100 easily.
Yeah,
$350.
Considering how much the cartridges cost to just buy themselves back in the day, this is a bargain.
You see how like when
that was back in the 90s, dude. Yeah. We're almost to 2020 at this point.
Anytime you mention fighting games, Weiland appears. He's like,
yeah, but if you adjust it for inflation, it'd be more expensive today.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Yeah. If they're harder to find games, like some of them are cheaper.
Yeah. But like I said, Weiland's always there for the fighting games, man. Like you mentioned fighting games, and Weiland appears just like on Dragon Quest with slimes, man. All right.
I guess the big question about the price is who they intend this for. Do they intend this to be a niche audience? Like they are thinking they're only going to get a handful of people, or they think they're going to get a wider release? Because if they think they're only going to get a handful of people, they're going to go with whatever.
So I bought Zelda instead of the Sega Mini this week, so I need to get Sega Mini at some point. Yeah, and I also want to get the Turbo engine.
But this looks good, Breakman. I'm with you, man. I'm totally down for this thing. But
I don't want to be like $1 billion.
I know. I think 100, like 99 to 130, might be the sweet spot there.
No, but then you got to get two of them.
Yeah,
So it's like, you can't just get one of them for real. Like,
yeah.
Your friends come over and then they just sit there and watch you play. Like, dude, I really wish I could play with you.
Well, tell them to go get their own goddamn Neo Geo stick, man. Jesus Christ, man. All right.
Asshole. Go get your own.
I guess it's got an HDMI port that plugs into the TV and then you just play the games from it.
Freak 5 says, break. Will you suck a dick?
This is a Raspberry Pi attached to a hardboard.
Yeah, pretty much.
This isn't a new car or a Switch or Big Mac.
I mean, you have your standards, break, man. Come on, man. How dare you, Freak 5, suggest that break would stoop that low for a fucking Neo Geo sticks, man. Come on. All right, I get the pleasure of doing the last story today. This comes to us from Silicon Era. Metroidvania Hearth. Hold on a second. I got to get out of the fucking pop-up hell here. Metroidvania Heartforth Alicia Nintendo Switch port will replace its Wii U release. How is that even a thing? Okay.
I think that Cryomore game that's still being in development, I don't think they're giving up on the Wii U version.
It says it's going to launch here.
So I'm surprised other people are bothering to.
Freak Fried, the answer to that question is yes. He says, but will he do it for a Switch? All right.
I said even for the old news Switch Lite.
Oh, man.
Wait, they're not even old yet. They only just came out.
Well, I know. It'd be in the
right. A refurbished one. I mean, that's a close call there. So it will no longer be heading to the Nintendo Wii U in the latest update. It was revealed that the game will now be heading to the Switch.
I always knew they were going to do a Switch version, but they canceled the Wii U version.
Yeah, the demise of the Nintendo Wii U eShop was blamed. So there you go. So
the eShop hasn't been closed. It's just they've been delisted.
Yeah, well, I mean, looks really nice, but I mean, really, who the hell still plays Wii U? I mean, it's honestly like.
I mean, I think what they're saying is that, in their personal opinion, nobody's buying things on the Wii U eShop. So
yeah, I agree. I mean, I
100%. Because like, I don't remember Nintendo ever saying that they were shutting down the eShop.
Dude, no. There's one guy in California sitting here right now like, yes!
Exactly.
He's the only guy in America, but that one guy is happy right now.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of video today, Breakman. Did you notice that? I put a lot of video today.
I like that. So. I like it a lot.
So yeah. I backed this project, so I'm really anxious for it to come out. So.
Yeah, that's cool, man. It looks really good, Eric. I hope that you get your copy and all's good in the world. But okay, that is...
I don't think it's going to come out this year, though. It's probably like, if it comes out this year at all, it's going to be like late in December.
Yeah. All right, that is the end of the news, and I believe we have some homie this
time. I don't think so.
Homie, don't say that.
I just want to say that the Vita version is still on track because the PS4 version is coming out, so why not? Both.
Yeah, why not?
So.
What
did you
version?
Say? Exactly.
I said, what about a Wii version? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it is. It most likely is Freak Fight, which is really weird, but okay. All right, homie discounts. Eric's got a homie discount for us.
Homie discounts.
What's a PS Vita?
Yeah, exactly.
That's Sony. They won't tell you either.
All right, what do we got?
Okay, so I got Zelda at Walmart last night at midnight, and it took a while because the place is basically dead at that point, and finding useful help is hard. And so I had to get management to like go in the back and look for it. So I got that. So I noticed, and the only reason I went and did that then is because I saw on Twitter that apparently that Walmart was going to sell this game for $50, like $49-something. So... It's like, yeah, like I'll save $10. But I went there and I found out their entire first-party lineup of new titles and titles that haven't been discounted already, which is pretty much everyone, everything was $50. But strangely enough, the digital like code versions were still $60.
Yeah, that's to be expected, man. Yeah,
yeah, because it takes up more foot space in a Walmart store.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that they're doing this because, one, it kind of lets them emulate Nintendo's voucher thing that they're doing. Or I don't know if they're still doing it, but I see it advertised, so maybe they are, at least in the other regions. But it also lets them clear up stock more easily. So.
Yeah. Okay. Real quickly, PlayStation has a few. I see Bully. If you've never played Bully, I think it's worth an $8.99 pickup. Spyro's $23.99, the trilogy, so that's definitely a worthy pickup. Persona 5 on the PlayStation Store is $11.99. That's a great pickup.
Just wait.
I think that's a good pickup, Eric. I think $11.99 is worth getting.
I don't know, because like the new one's coming out next year, so
yeah, I know, but still, I think it's a worthy pickup for $12. And there's some other. I think Conan Exiles $24.99, a bunch of other stuff. On the Xbox, I did see Final Fantasy XII is $30, so that's still a little expensive, but. Final Fantasy VII is on sale for $11. That's actually not too bad. And Niflheim is a new release, and that's $12.74. So you're saving like a couple of bucks there.
I think it's like $15, so it's like a 10% discount.
Yeah, something like that. So let's see. And there's some other stuff in there. Red Dead Redemption 2 is down to $35.99 if you're interested in that. Just Cause 4, the standard edition, is $20. Tomb Raider, Shadow of the Tomb Raider is $20. So you can see there's some decent sales there. On Nintendo, I didn't see too much. There were a couple of things I did want to point out. Persona Q2 New Cinema Labyrinth is $23.99. Afterburner 2, of all things, is $2.99. Valkyria Chronicles 4 is $20.99. It's a great game. Sonic Mania is down to $14.99. That's another great game that I had the opportunity to play a while back.
Oh yeah, that also reminds me, but they were selling Rayman Legends on Switch for $20.
Yeah, and that just about does it for homie discounts. Breakman, do we have anything for Dear Breakman this week?
We got a link from Freak, and that's about it. We didn't get anything special.
Oh, darn it.
You had a conversation with somebody, but there were no Dear Breakman or nothing.
Dang it. Send Breakman questions, damn it.
Do you hear me?
He's crying. He cried.
What do I...
Sorry. What is I'm Break... Sorry.
What do I have to...
Does Breakman have to suck a dick to get questions on his own segment? I mean, come on.
I
should
never go back to that.
Freak5 says he sent two tweets. I don't know if there's anything worth mentioning, Breakman.
Did you just send one? Because I saw your one earlier where you sent us your YouTube link, but I didn't see another. Let me see here.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I did miss this one. I retweeted and everything. I forgot. Okay. I forgot about this. I ran out of work 20 minutes before lunch looking for something to help with. The Jizzer Geist told me I could just hide in the bathroom for 20 minutes.
They're calling him the Jizzer Geist now.
I think you missed that tweet, Breakman, because you're too busy, you know, on your knees and stuff. I'm just saying, you know. But anyways, the Jizzer Geist.
And then you sent us a YouTube link, so I can't really. I mean, I can explain it if you want me to. I'll talk everybody through it.
No, it's all good, man. All right, let's move on to.
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Inquiring Minds Want to Know what you've been playing, Breakman.
Well, I played some more South Park as usual. I play that all the time. And I got to level 6,000. So that feels good.
Nice.
That means I'm mediocre now. Yes, yeah. Finally.
Freak 5 wants you to explain it, Breakman. I don't know if we have time, man. We got some stuff to get to, man. Like,
How about you play it and play it? When it plays, I'll explain it.
Okay, give me the link in the Skype chat, and I'll play it.
God, you mean I have to do work?
All right, in the meantime, Eric, what have you...
The other game I've been playing, because Frank just wants to get rid of me. the other game I've been playing is... this is about Frank's tiny house. Right, okay.
okay.
Playing Frank, because you'll enjoy this. So the other game I've been playing is the Master Chief Collection. I like the game a lot, Halo 2 anniversary, but I have one big gripe, and there's nothing they really could have done about it because it's music rights and stuff like that, and it's always a bitch. But the license in music isn't in it.
Hmm.
So that means, like, Breaking Benjamins and Incubus aren't in it.
That sucks.
They play kind of muffled versions of those. When you switch between the two versions, There's a button that'll let you switch between the modern remake version, which is, I guess, 5 years old at this point, and the version that came out, 15 years ago. And when you do, you change not only the graphics, but you change the audio. So in the levels with that has the licensed music, they play,
So they have the right to use the original music in the original game, just not in the new version.
Well, I don't think so, because they muffled, the voices, and they muffled the music a bit. It's kind of muffled, and the remake the music is completely different.
Oh,
and by the way, Freak 5 is exiled, son of a bitch. I'm gonna play this.
I don't know if I've got. I don't remember where the Breaking Benjamin song plays in the game. I'm gonna have to.
This is why it's not a good idea to use licensed music in your video game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these licensed songs were made specifically for Halo. Is the thing. Like these songs appear in it, and especially the Incubus songs, they're made specifically for the game. They're about I mean, I guess it's still just music at the end of the day.
Yeah. So. And it still sucks, though, man. Yeah. I mean, you always want to license shit. All right, I'm going to play this video. Should I play it with audio?
I really liked I really liked Incubus's tracks in Halo 2.
Yeah. Should I play it with audio, Breakman, this video?
Or... Oh, yeah, go play with audio. So that way I can. That way I don't have to narrate.
Okay, here we go. The title of this is Wind Sends Porta Potties Flying at Denver Park.
How strong is the roaring wind at this park in Denver?
Strong and there goes Frank's house. Those porta
potties and how dare you? Sons of bitches, man. You conspire against me, Breakman. How dare you? God damn it. Why don't you get some new knee pads, you son of a bitch? All right, I guess
these are kind of worn. It's they need to be replacing.
How dare you? How dare you? All right, what else? Have you been playing anything else, Break?
Yeah, I just Record Keeper, but yeah, I'm gonna be playing Final Fantasy. I'm gonna play in Halo for a while. Just there's so many games in it and so much content.
Yeah.
Man. I'm only playing through on Heroic now. I'm gonna play through on Legendary at a certain point.
Oh, and I'm glowed
there's so
about
many online
it.
Options. It's just there's so much content to this game.
Yeah.
See, Break. Aren't you glad I said you should explain it?
How dare you, Freak Five?
I know, but I didn't want Frank to know I was going to do that.
Damn,
I mean,
no. conspiracy, sorry, man. It's a conspiracy. I'm walking off.
Oh wait, no. I'm sorry. If the giant orange jackass can out himself and get away with it, then I can too.
I guess, man. All right, anything else, Break?
No.
All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
More Legend of Detective Mysterio. I didn't get to play as much as I wanted to, but I'm making more progress into getting the platinum for the base game of Neo. Ooh, I have to get 20 million, and I'm at currently about, I think, 23. Yeah, like 13,000 million. That's right. So I've got about 6 million left.
Yeah.
Wyland says before I can start buying all the shit and getting all the points, so I can get that trophy. So
yeah.
Otherwise, I'm playing a little bit Blasphemous. I got to the end of the game, and I decided I was. It's not that I don't like the game. It's just like I'm at the very end, and I just wanted to watch the ending because I got Link's Awakening to play, and then next week's Dragon Quest, and a game called Luminous Avenger IX.
Yeah,
and that's a game I bought off a limited run, and that's my early birthday present from Frank. So thanks, Frank.
Yeah, no problem.
It's not here yet, but. It'll probably be here by the end of the week next week.
Yeah. Wyland says he's been playing MK11's Combat League and hating every second of it. Got to play a set tonight, too. Sigh. He says the point system is trash. Can't filter out Wi-Fi players.
So he's playing against people with shitty connections. And the game, a type of game that you need the best connection possible.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Freak5 said he downloaded Albion Online. Give it a try this weekend. Let us know how that goes for you.
Can't filter playing against higher or lower ranks. Jeez.
Ooh,
God.
That's a huge issue. That's
like 101.
Terrible.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So wait, the Master Chief Collection has 600 achievements over how much gamer score, though?
I'd have to check on that.
Freak says, LOL.
Because I know that the Castlevania and Contra collections don't have a full trophy list, so you can't get a platinum on those. So right. It's probably the same for the Xbox version.
That's right, Freak 5. It's in the mail.
I got all the Castlevania ones. The achievements were, I think it was like 100 points per game you beat, plus I think it was 1,000 points for Castlevania. Oh. Yeah.
So they did it differently, because they usually don't. They usually pair it with the PlayStation trophy list.
Yeah.
I'd have to go check. But I'm pretty sure it was like 1,000 points.
Yeah.
Because usually if there's a game that doesn't have a platinum, it doesn't have a max 1,000 gamer score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Eric. Anything else you've been playing?
Other than the Link's Awakening, no.
All right. I've been playing I haven't had a chance to play much of anything at all. Like I said, I played a little bit of Dr. Mario checking out that Nintendo Online shit where you can play Nintendo games and SNES games. So that's about it. And MPQ as well. So let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, we got a few reviews
there
for you.
There are and for Castlevania, there are 14 achievements totaling 1,000 points.
Oh, okay. Mm.
So they actually did it this time. Okay. Yeah. So it's weird that the PlayStation version doesn't have a platinum version.
Yeah. Wyland says post-launch has been an absolute train wreck for that Mortal Kombat 11. All right, Eric, you got a review.
I feel like waiting anymore for most games because it's stuff like this. They're not ready when they yeah. ship out so many games. Like, this game is supposed to
buy
be
our
an
season
online
pass.
Fighting game.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, buy your season pass, exactly. Look,
how about I yeah. pay your season pass once you prove that there's actually content worth paying money for it.
Yeah, how about I skip it altogether till you work out all the kinks and go on sale and give me all the DLC? How about that? That might work out a little bit better.
Give me your gold edition.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, you have a review for Promare.
Yeah, Promare. I pronounced it wrong in the theater. I thought it was Promare because I wasn't hearing anybody online pronounce it. So, like, that's apparently how it's called in world. It's Promare. It's a Trigger's latest movie. They usually do TV series, so this is interesting. So, I don't know if you've been watching Fire Force, but this is kind of got a similar premise, but I imagine this has been in the works for years, and it's only just released recently. So it's not like they stole any ideas. But basically, it's a pseudo-post-apocalyptic situation where the Earth got covered in fire after people spontaneously combusted. And the idea behind it is that, like, there's a new life form from another world that, like, somehow spilled into ours. And they basically synced up with humans, and these humans were setting things on fire. But now they survived. Some of them that were compatible survived and became these people that they end up calling the Burnished. And there was they basically persecuted. But things are slowly getting better, and the persecution's dying off. But there's still like heavy-handed government, like. Wrongful arrest. It's basically like an ICE situation.
So wait, then the world can't even get rid of a corrupt government?
Yeah. Anyways, it centers around this firefighting force meant to deal with the fires that Burnish accidentally or sometimes intentionally. Usually, they end up putting out the fires by terrorist Burnish groups. But so they get in faced with the leader of the Burnished terrorist group. I forget. They were called the Mad Something, but the movie's so fast-paced it's hard to remember everything about it. Even when you're watching it dubbed and you have it in it's in a language that you can understand better. But he gets captured, but then they find out that the dude has been doing all these experiments on the Burnished unlawfully, and he basically turns in his medal that he got for capturing the terrorist leader. And then he finds, and when he says he's not on board with their plan, he obviously gets thrown in jail, and then crap happens, and then giant robots, because of course giant robots, this is Trigger.
Okay, so what are you giving Promare?
It also makes me really want to watch Gurren Lagann now, because the guy who directed that did this movie. So I'm giving this movie an 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah,
it's a really good movie, and if you can't see it in the theaters because there's only like I think today was the last day they're doing it, but I'm pretty sure it'll end up on Netflix sooner or later.
Yeah, I'm playing the trailer. It looks decent. Mm. Yeah, looks good.
It's more kid oriented than Fire Force because Fire Force has fan servicey and more adult elements in it. It's not afraid to talk about death and get a little bit gory.
Yeah. I'm looking at the art style. I like it a lot. Might have to check this out, Eric.
It's like when you see G-Kids as the first thing in a stream of logos before the movie actually starts, that lets you know it's a movie for kids.
Yeah, Yeah. Weiland's talking about Ash being in Mortal Kombat 11, how they had to kind of shift that a little bit and put in Joker instead because of voice rights for Bruce Campbell, I guess. So, all right. I'm going to do a couple of quick reviews. I got a review of Dark Phoenix. I know it's been a little while, and I think Eric and I think you too, Breakman. Did you do a
Okay.
Then it was just Eric.
Break has to see this movie.
Fuck no. God okay. damn.
He wants to pretend it doesn't exist.
But I'm going to tell
I'm
you guys.
I'm not talking about X-Men movies. I'm still mad about Apocalypse.
Well, everybody's still mad about Apocalypse, but I got to say this,
Power
Breakman.
Ranger bad guy. Like, goddamn them.
Right.
Just goddamn.
Break, I do have to say. Dark Phoenix is better than Apocalypse, man. I went in with...
all shit's better than Apocalypse. Come on, that's the lowest fucking bar.
Right. But it's not very good, but I got to give it credit, man. It was better than what I thought it was going to be. Like, there was an action sequence on a train, which I thought was done pretty fucking well. And...
Yeah, I mean, there have been good actions. Even Apocalypse had that great scene where Quicksilver's run through the mansion saving everybody.
Yeah, yeah. This, I honestly didn't think it was that bad of a movie. Like, I know the hate for it.
It needed to be a lot better, and
yeah.
it wasn't.
So. Yeah, it just didn't live up to the Dark Phoenix saga expectations. But I'm honestly going to give it an average score. I'm giving it 5 out of 10. I went in thinking I was going to give it like a 1 or a 2 based on what I heard and seen. But I gotta say I was mildly surprised. So I give it a 5 out of 10. I thought it was completely average, but you know, whatever. I thought it was okay. Weiland says the train scene was one of the reshoots. I also saw Three from Hell, and that's the Rob Zombie trilogy. The first one was House of Thousand Corpses, which I didn't care for too much. I thought Devil's Rejects.
House of a Thousand Corpses felt like the perfect haunted house movie.
Yeah,
like,
it was
this claustrophobic feeling to it, and they're going room to room and finding new horrors. Just like
I was
kind of a unique horror movie to me.
Yeah, I agree. But I just didn't think it was well made. Like Rob, it was Rob Zombie's first movie, and anytime you do something,
I mean, it had Rain Wilson and
Moonface, like the House of Mouse.
Yeah,
like two people are like, hey, that guy's that game show host, and
yeah.
I don't know who this guy is, but oh, he'll turn into Dwight Schrute at some point? Oh, okay.
I just thought it was completely average, man. I mean, I like Captain Spaulding. Of course, Sid Haig is...
Now we're talking about Ouija House title. Did anybody see the House of Flying Daggers?
Yes, I like House of Flying Daggers.
I liked on the DVD, there was I don't know how long it was, but it was just the three main characters just sitting around telling jokes to each other.
Mm. Yeah.
So Captain what, Spaulding, is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The doctor and then his wife.
Yeah.
Just standing there telling jokes. It was like, okay.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like this on the planet right before.
I know people love that movie. I honestly didn't care for it all that much, except for Spaulding's character. I mean, Sid Haig is awesome. And then you go to Devil's Rejects. I thought Devil's Rejects was marginally better. I didn't think they were terrible movies, but I just didn't think that they were great. You know, they were just missing something for me. But I gotta say, Three from Hell, I like better than the other two. And I'm not gonna spoil anything, but I will say that it's a batshit crazy fucking movie. Like, it has Luchador Mask. It has... oh man, I mean, it just has crazy kills. Like, it's gritty and gruesome, like you would expect a Rob Zombie movie to be. But I thought the standout, and I'm gonna say something that I never thought I would say. I think Sherry Moon Zombie was excellent in this movie. I hated her in the other two. I did not like her characters at all. I didn't like her acting. But I think in this one...
Well, she has very little acting experience, so I'm guessing she's going to get a little bit better.
No, I agree. And I got to give her full credit. She was excellent in this movie, Breakman. Like, she brought it. She played that character to a T, and I love that there was a lot of emphasis on her in this movie, and she's a total badass in this movie. So look for her in this movie, and if you weren't a fan of her acting before, give her a good chance in this one, because it stood out. So I'm giving this a 7.5 out of 10. I think it's the best of the trilogy. So, you know.
Really? Like, yeah. And Weiland backs it up. He says everyone I know who saw it said the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's high praise.
We're all going to have to see this now.
Yeah. Three from Hell is a worthy watch for sure, if not pickup. I just wish they would do like a 4K Steelbook edition like Weiland and I were talking before Chad. But, yeah, I thought it was worthy addition. All right, let's. Do you have a review, Breakman, at all?
Yeah, I have one thing to review.
Okay, that's a 10 out of 10 every time, man. 10 out of 10. What do you give it, Breakman? Cowbell.
More. I give it more.
Oh, you just give it more. Okay. More all right. Yeah, that's an apt review of Cowbell. More. Okay. All right, let's move on to High Escapade. Does anybody else have a High Escapade? Breakman, you?
Just what Sean Spicer wore on television.
He had to have been smoking something, man, for sure.
Like, dude, did you look in a mirror before you went out and saw their cameras? Like, okay. Well, if you want to embarrass yourself before all the world...
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, he already did that in spades, man. What's a lime green pirate shirt gonna do to him, man? Like, wow. Honestly.
just oh, wow. Point and laugh.
Yeah, exactly. What about you, Eric? Any high escapades this week or no?
Yes, actually. Oh, okay. It kind of works into my stinko.
Okay.
But
well, maybe it should like Frank do his first because his doesn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me do mine first, Eric, and then we'll get into yours. I'll do this real quickly. I call this one the Ring of Fire. And I don't know. I like to partake before I get into a movie theater and watch a movie. I mean, it's just kind of like a ritual for me. But Bernie had an opportunity to partake before we went to see. I can't remember what we, maybe it was Three from Hell. But every time Bernie partakes, she has like this thing where like she'll say something and she'll repeat that something like over and over and over and over. And she doesn't even realize what she was doing. And I don't know how this came up, but I don't know if we were talking about Johnny Cash or what the deal was. But she kept on saying Ring of Fire over and over. And then, you know, she said this like in succession, like 3 or 4 times while one of the guys cleaning the theater was like coming in, and the guy was looking over like, is she okay? And I just kept laughing because I'm like, I think it's funny as fuck. She kept saying it. So yeah, that's the High Escapade for this week.
Breath of Fire.
Yeah. Weiland says Three from Hell returning to theaters for one night only, October 14th, the day before its home release. Wonderful marketing there.
Okay.
Breakman is exiled. He says, I can see Frank in the back row with a bong and his feet kicked up. I wish, man. That would be fucking sweet.
If you think it's sweet, then why'd you exile me?
Well, your comment's not sweet, but I think that would be a good idea. I just like exiling people, man. Freak 5's exiled just because I want to exile. He says, Frank could have stopped after saying partake. I like to partake. In other news, water's wet. But yeah, so I just think it's funny. She has this like weird tick where sometimes she'll just repeat the same thing over and over and over, but in different tones. So she's like having a conversation with you, and I can kind of understand what she's saying just based on her tone, but it's just the same phrase over and over. In this case, it happened to be Ring of Fire.
Now it's going to haunt your dreams, isn't it?
Exactly. All right, Eric, let's get into your High Escapade / stinker.
Frank just goes right up screaming one night, Ring of Fire! Oh!
Probably, man, probably.
Okay, all right, so my stinker is partly High Escapade because, you know how the Area 51 raiders are going on and being idiots, right?
Yeah, I know. If you're gonna, you want to find a truth about something, why don't you fucking storm the White House or some shit?
Oh matters. My god, don't do that. We don't need anybody dying.
No, I'm just saying, like, they're going to find aliens. When you do something that fucking matters,
yeah.
Christ.
But sorry, the part where the High Escapade comes in is to some nut bar. Was doing the Naruto run. If you've watched Naruto, it's the way he runs. It's really goofy looking. Anyways, he was caught on camera with one of the news crew that were there doing a story.
I thought they did that because it looked better when they animated it. Like, because the it hands did. Like
moving. That's why they do it, but it looks weird.
Right, in real life it looks weird, but like for a cartoon it looks better. But I can't believe some jackass is fucking
All right, let me go ahead and hit the Stinko cue.
So I'm guessing he was watching Naruto and he's like, oh, that makes him run faster. Yeah, you dumbass, go ahead.
Just go on YouTube and type in Naruto run Area 51. You'll probably see the clip.
Yeah. Okay, Frank, you need to do this for our entertainment.
Yep.
Yeah, do it for us.
Yes. No, I will not.
Oh, that's my Stinko now.
Stinko of the week. Naruto run. Is there audio with it? Let's see.
Oh, and Freak says if you want to find the truth, don't announce your plans online so the government can prove what you're looking for from the place you told them you're going.
I'm sure other people have taken the clip and added Naruto audio to it.
Okay, let's see if I can find... okay, man Naruto runs before a reporter. Okay, I'm going to go ahead. Let me get over here. Let's go ahead and watch this. It's like a 26-second clip. Ah, come on, asshole fucking YouTube. Jesus Christ.
That viral idea to storm Area 51, that secret military base not far from here. Authorities are expecting up to 30,000 people to show up during the course of this three-day music festival, which begins tonight. Back out here live, we will have much more from the tiny community of Rachel, Nevada at 6:30.
Okay, well, for the audience that couldn't see it, it's basically this dude reporting on alien stock, and this dude Naruto runs right behind the reporter out of nowhere.
All right, had to be a photo bomb. Like, he did that just for the cameras.
Of course he did.
Like, yeah, he's like doing that for real.
It reminded me of the Jim Carrey skits from Olympia Color when he would just fuck around with the news reporter.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Wow, great show.
All right, so your Stinko Eric is the Area 51 Raider idiots.
Yeah, I
was gonna say we should probably talk about these dumbasses.
Let's talk about it a little bit because it's worthy of talking. Like, first of all, I agree with Freak. You don't fucking announce your plans. Just fucking organize and go do. You know. Second of all, you're right, Break Man. If you're going to organize and do something, then do it like for something that's worthy of like the climate.
And third, there's no secrets.
Like the climate crisis that we're in, that like today, all around the world, people were basically.
Yeah, of all the things you could organize for, you organize
right,
for nonsense.
Area 51. Like, yeah. Like honestly,
we have a corrupt government ran by a jackass. Like, who's it's looked at our laws and said, yeah, right.
Yeah.
And nobody's done shit about it, so you aren't going after them either.
He said do something. He's being more and more flagrant about it, and they're just sitting there like, Pelosi sitting back like, I got a plan.
Yeah.
We got this. We're just the investigation's got to happen.
Oh, boy. Yeah, don't get me started on Pelosi.
Well, the longer you wait, the more like more powerful he's getting because – basically, he's been getting away with more and more shit, you know?
Oh, dude, don't get me started on Pelosi.
But even though my sweeto kind of ties into him losing something, so.
Yeah, hold on. We'll get to it, Break Man. Freak Vice says, I don't think any aliens have been to Earth in recent history, but if there had been, anything kept at Area 51 was moved decades ago as soon as Area 51 started to be talked about by ufologists, which in itself is a stupid term, ufologist. But
I think if the aliens, if some race from another planet had the technology to travel to other planets, they would probably have the technology for us not to know they were fucking here.
Well, I just do not believe
we've been visited by aliens.
I'm not saying there isn't alien life form out there, because maybe there is. I mean, there.
No, I believe that. When you look up in the sky, you see each one of those stars is just are just the stars that we can see.
Right, right.
Now, there's
right,
even right. more that there's countless stars out there. Countless universes.
They're not there anymore.
Yeah, no,
a lot of stuff that we're looking at aren't. You're right. They've long since died out and stuff because we're looking at them from billions of light years away.
Yeah, UFO does not equal aliens.
There's too much opportunity for intelligent life to be out there for it not to be out there.
Or maybe unintelligent life forms, Breakman. Have you ever thought that...
Or we're at the beginning of time and we really are just the only intelligent life
form. We are.
No, I think there are unintelligent life forms out there too, but I think there are just... And I think there's probably a galaxy out there with life forms more intelligent than us that have figured out maybe space travel. Maybe they just can't get through deep space yet.
Or maybe there isn't. I mean, that's a possibility.
Or maybe there isn't.
Or they gave up on the idea because, like, why leave? There's nothing wrong with this planet.
Right, right. Maybe they're not like assholes like us and treat their planet right, you know, and don't have like fossil fuels fueling their vehicles and shit like that. So, you know.
Wildman's been correcting us in chat. He says that UFO does not equal aliens. He's right. UFO just means that they're unable to identify it.
Right.
If it's an alien, then it is a
death. Also yeah. semi-related is that apparently Blink-182 submitted UFO videos, which are real, but that just means that it's an unidentified object, just like it says. But and that they somehow shouldn't have been released, but I was more surprised by Blink-182 was still a person that was doing things.
What? Oh, man. I don't know. All this alien talk, man. Whatever. I'm not
in
a
case
belief.
Anybody doesn't know, Blink-182 was most famously known among the gaming community for doing all the Sonic soundtracks for many years.
Yeah, yeah.
With Trush 42.
Yeah. Freak says, I just think with the vast distances, aliens would be traveling in a generation ship, something too large for us to miss. Even something small we wouldn't miss. I don't think, Freak 5. I think we've got enough technology to not miss anything.
I should say we're probably on the cusp of like nanites and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm imagining alien technology probably they could have something way smaller than we could see.
like Ant-Man size, like quantum verse, man. That's
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They shrunk themselves. That's why we can't find them.
All right, guys. I've been teasing,
And it's like Greatest American Hero. They've lost instruction book.
Yeah, exactly. all right. I've been alluding to this story for a little while now, and it involves me almost getting in a fight for the first time in a long ass time, like literally years.
And she still didn't give that candy up.
Nope, she didn't. That 5-year old did not give her candy up, and I blame her dad and fuck her. Okay. No. Right. So anyways, Bernie and I went to Walmart to get a couple of things, right? And we're just walking around. We beelined it because it was getting late, and I was like, I just want to get in there, get our shit, and get out, you know? So anyways, we get our stuff, and we're heading back, and, you know, we're just walking down an aisle, and there's a cross aisle. Like any Walmart, they're very basic. Like, they just have, you know, basic aisles, right? And we didn't have a cart. But this guy had a cart and he was coming, but he was, you know, kind of slow. So I knew we could get ahead of him, just get in line and get the hell out of the store. So we proceed to get ahead, and I hear something, you know, kind of like in the distance behind me. And I could have been wrong, but what I heard is, I wish these fucking people would pay attention, or something to that effect, right? And so I didn't think too much of it, but I kind of looked back just to make sure he wasn't talking about us and like trying to start some type of problem or something, you know, just kind of feeling out the situation. Cause I'm not a violent person. I don't want any issues. I don't want any problems. Right. So I just kind of looked back, and immediately the guy looks at me with his cart and he's like, what the fuck are you looking at? And I kind of did a double take because I didn't know if he was talking to me or somebody in front of me or what, but he was definitely talking to me. So when I look back the second time, he goes, yeah, that's right, faggot. And he bolts into an aisle. And I shit you not. I think.
The fuck?
Yeah. I think a nuclear bomb went off in my head because I got a wild hair and I'm like, you know what? I have somebody very close to me that's part of the LGBT community. And I just have to like check this guy. Something in my head said that this guy was more of a talker and not a walker. You know what I mean?
Well, like, when he ran away, I think that was the first.
Right. Sign. So I kind of, I was shocked. After I got over the shock, I got really like I could feel like my anger coming to the surface for the first time in a long time.
Exploding.
Yeah. I really did. Like I was genuinely
getting green.
I was genuinely angry, like seriously angry. And so I was like, you know what? Fuck this guy. I'm going to call him on his bullshit. You know, he's a fucking talker. He's not a walker. You know, he's one of these people that talks the talk but doesn't walk the walk, right? So I go over to him and I go, I'm sorry, what did you say? Like making sure that he heard me, and I was fairly close to him, so there was no doubt. He's like, he turned to me and he says, I wasn't even fucking talking to you. And I was like, you could have surprised me. And I was like, I got even more angry just because of his demeanor and the way that he was looking at me. I got closer. So I was more of an aggressor, but he goes, I'm sure you, he goes, do you want to go to jail? And I go, do you? And he goes, and meanwhile, I'm getting more and more angry because this guy's demeanor is really, really like pissing me off. All right. And then he goes, and this is what really kind of fucking angered me. He goes, I think we both know who will go to jail. And I took it, you guys, I'm here to have you guys kind of judge this situation. I took it as this guy is saying, since you're a Mexican and I'm a white guy, we both know who's going to go to jail. That's how I kind of took it, right?
Since the first thing he said to you was he called you a, you know.
Right.
Yes, I'm going to say yes, more than likely this guy is not just homophobic. He is probably a fucking racist.
Right. Right. So I was like, I looked at him and I looked right in his eyes because sometimes you can tell a lot by looking somebody in their eyes, right? And it wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth getting in the confrontation other than this guy needed to be put in check by somebody. If not me, somebody else, right? So I guess at this time, like I had left Bernie. Bernie was like, you know, just kept walking, I guess. She didn't know that I because I jetted after the guy. I was like, you know, I'm not letting him get by with this bullshit. And so she came back. She was really worried, and there was starting to get like a gathering. You know how like, you know, when you get into like a schoolyard fight, how people kind of, you know, coalesce and kind of gather. And I looked at this guy and I was like, you can talk the talk, but you can't walk the walk, right? And I was ready to go, guys. Like I had not been this angry in a fucking long ass time, but there was something about this guy's demeanor and the way that he was talking to me that screamed. And Breakman, maybe I'm making a wrong assumption.
Clearly we needed to activate the Batman and Eric's again.
I wish nice. Batman and Eric would have been there, man. That would have been badass backup, man. But I just,
we could add sound effects.
Yeah.
Freak would just like interject. He could tell. We could tell by looking at Frank's eyes that Frank is high.
I hadn't been smoking, Freak Five. But I tell you what, if
well,
I had been smoking,
not. You probably wouldn't have chased after him and been so angry.
Oh, I ring of fire.
No, I mean, it just set me off, man. Like you. I mean, not that like a derogatory term hurled him at me. I've been called worse. You know what I mean? Like I've been called every name in right. the book and all this, but there was just something about this particular situation
right.
that said
you went to public school, right?
Yeah, exactly. But there was something about this particular situation and this particular guy that said, you know what? Nobody else is going to do it. So I'm going to do it. And this guy I could tell was one of these bullying type of piece of shit people that you know, got through life harassing people and making people feel like shit because they were weaker than this guy and didn't have like the capacity to speak out. Right. And I kept thinking to myself, like, A, what am I doing? I'm not this way. And also B, I'm going to stand my ground. You know what I mean? I'm not, and I just kept getting closer to the guy and closer to the guy, just kind of to try to feel him out. And I was very, very close to getting in a confrontation there that I might have regretted. But looking back on it, I don't regret any of it because it turned out okay. Like, this guy knew I meant business and he shut his fucking mouth real quick when he knew I meant business and got up in his grill. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it. But it's just amazing the way that people act.
So nobody in the store interacted.
It really happened so quick, Breakman, that I don't think anybody had enough time to react except for me and this guy. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna take a wild guess, Breakman, and maybe you can tell me if I'm wrong. I firmly believe that this guy was a fucking Trump supporter. Like, he was, and the reason that he was acting the way that he was because of the idiot in chief, you know, like that's kind of the feeling that I got. I just had a gut feeling. I could be completely wrong, Break, but that's kind of how I felt. And
I mean, there are people that don't support Trump that are still bigoted.
Right, so, right.
The possibility is, yes, that he could not, that he might not be MAGA. But we've seen how MAGA acts, and that was very MAGA.
That was the first time I've heard the term faggot used in public in, like, years, Breakman. Like, I haven't heard somebody hurl that insult at somebody in a long-ass time. And I just imagine this guy as, like, one of those type of people at the rallies. You know what I mean? So I just kind of took it that way, but I wasn't going to take it.
Cheers everything Trump says.
Yeah, exactly.
And laughs when Trump tells him to laugh.
Yeah, it laughs when he says racist things, like calls Hispanic people the Hispanics. These are my Hispanics, which is completely
go back to your country. No, that's not racist at all.
Right.
And when people started chanting it, I tried to stop them.
Right. So anyways, right?
I helped people on 9/11.
Oh,
I
God.
Got down there and I took lots of people with me and I helped and I helped and I helped.
So anyways, that's going to...
I totally didn't call into some radio station and brag that I had the biggest building in the world. No, I would never do something like that.
Exactly right. So anyways, this is going to lead to a free-for-all that I have later on for you all. So just hold on for that. But we need to move on. Let's see. Did I get everybody's stinko?
No, I got a stinko.
Okay,
break,
man.
Back to Jeffrey Epstein again. Florida courts have done everything they can. Florida, not just courts, but the law enforcement in general has done everything they can to shield Trump or Epstein.
Yeah, yeah.
And the latest blow is they've told the victims they're not going to get anything from the government. Like, they can go F themselves, basically, is what they told to the victims. And that the... weirdest thing I've ever heard. I've never heard this before in any court or legal document. This shielding document that Epstein wrote up, where he shields the people who are his underlings, basically, without naming them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that holds up in Florida court, even though it's illegal.
It's going to be challenged. It's going to be challenged, Blake. And
I know this. Well, the good news is it's just the state. So
yeah, yeah.
But I mean, and we still have New York. Is just not going to do anything. New York's not listening to Florida anyway. But
yeah.
the biggest problem is the federal government has the most say in all of it, and they want nothing to do with it because there are too many of them people involved.
Yeah, wait till a new president takes office, Breakman. Then we'll see how that
but
changes.
But then it'll be old news, and they'll have moved on.
There's
media,
still
look at the media. Like, when's the last time you've heard his name?
Wait till a slow news cycle comes, Breakman, and then you'll see some action.
I don't unless something significant happens that is, I don't know. Even sometimes significant news goes under the radar. I mean, for God's sakes, look how long it took for this to become news. Like, you and me have talked about Jeffrey Epstein for years.
Yeah, yeah, we have. We literally have.
We talk about, like, Trump or Clinton, we talk about Jeffrey Epstein. We've always gone back to him.
Right, right.
And just in the last year, his name has become a public thing.
Right.
And I think it's just going to disappear again.
Since you mentioned Trump, I mean, Trump's been trying to pressure foreign leaders for some shit, and I don't know if we'll ever find out what that mess is all about.
Yeah,
right now,
like, it's just absolutely ridiculous. He has his lawyer apparently saying, like, well, you know, he can do that.
Yeah, right.
And the whole defense now is like
executive privilege.
Basically, I didn't do it, but if I did, you can't investigate the president. The president can do that.
Bull fucking shit.
The president is allowed to do whatever he can.
Yeah. Well, so far that's been proven right.
Obama's most vocal critics, who's doing a lot of the things he criticized Obama for doing.
Right. Well, it's projection. Yeah. It's projection, Brakeman.
It's absolutely ridiculous. But what I'm afraid of is that. Well, Nancy Pelosi isn't doing anything. A lot of Democrats want to do stuff, but they're not.
Right.
Nobody's holding him accountable. And the longer this goes, the more judges he's going to stack the courts with, favorable judges. You know what I mean?
Well,
so even when he gets out of presidency, he's just going to get a slap on the wrist.
Well, he just got to vote him out, man. I mean, that's the solution.
I'm saying the longer Pelosi and them wait. The more judges he's getting into the courts, the more protection he's going to get for himself.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I kind of have hope, Brakeman, because Bernie's been rising in a lot of the polls despite what the mainstream media says. And I don't think that they can stop the grassroots support that Bernie has. He's the first person ever to have 1 million individual donors donate to a campaign. So, you know, that's something. That's a movement. That's not, you know. And these are people that can repeatedly, and I mean repeatedly, donate because they haven't reached their maximum. I think like maybe 500 or 5,000 people have reached their maximum donation to Bernie. So, you know, there's a lot of money to be made, and that could be the tilting factor for a different sort of presidency that's complete opposite of what Trump is offering. So there's hope there.
But he's getting success in the courts, like blocking what's going on in California blocking his tax returns coming out.
Well, I understand, but you know what? A lot of that shit changes when a new president comes in and starts appointing their judges. You know what I'm saying? So
This changes sooner than later.
Yeah, I agree.
People start doing stuff. That finally people start saying that, hey, the law's being broken. Let's do something instead of we'll look into doing something.
Right, right.
We'll investigate this.
Right.
Or Pelosi's strategy. Let's wait for the investigations to happen so we can try this in the courts.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's stacking the courts.
Right.
You know?
No, I get it. And right now it looks grim. But I think the tides will turn eventually. I can't predict when, Brake, but I firmly believe they will. But
he's not going to be president forever. But meanwhile, he's doing a lot of damage while he is.
Right. All right. Well, let's move on to some little bit of happier stuff before we get into free for all.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet of the week.
All right, Brakeman, do you have a sweet of the week?
Yes. I was talking earlier that my sweet involves Trump losing. And one of the things that I've complained the most about is his tariff war. Today, he basically admitted he's losing the tariff war by rolling back some tariffs. Obviously, he's denying that he's losing and saying they're still winning and this is good stuff. And, you know, he's bragging about it and whatever. You know, he's Trump. He does that. But this is him basically admitting he's losing the war.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I got to roll. Rolling back things means that not going the way you wanted. So,
I don't think he really cares, Brakeman, because like if you look at that whole
– I just like watching him lose in his stupid fucking – his trade war is one of the dumbest fucking things ever.
Right. Well,
like I understand there's a trade imbalance with China and there's a lot of corruption in China, especially with like video games, for instance, and movies and all this bootleg stuff. But the way he went about it is absolutely wrong.
Yeah. No. Well,
it did so much damage to people in this country.
Speaking about
and it's done a lot of damage to people in China. And you know, He's trying to punish the government. Well, the government's fine. It's the people that suffer.
Yeah. Here's a little known secret, though, Breakman. Like, China, they always talk about China stealing IP. It's actually pretty untrue. Like, there are a lot of companies that give them license to IP.
It's not about China stealing IP. Is that they don't crack down on people bootlegging.
Yeah, that's a small part of it, though, Breakman, because there's a lot of...
that's what people are angry about.
Right, but there's a huge contingency of companies that sell their IP to China. So that's kind of a misnomer.
I get it.
Yeah, there is
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying this is based more on perception than
reality. Yeah, exactly. You hit the nail on the head right there, Breakman. No question about that, but... I mean, you want to talk about stupid things? How about Sharpiegate, man? Like, when he was, like, changing the pattern of a fucking hurricane.
I want to laugh, but then he sent his goons to threaten the weather people. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Well,
and this is something that, again, the people who could say something, they just, or I'm sorry, the people who could maybe act or try to do something, just say things.
Right. It's actually against the law.
They're bullying another. They're bullying the scientists. They're telling the scientists they're wrong, and he is right because
he knows more than the scientist. Yeah, yeah. We know that. It's so stupid, man. I mean, he's just dumb. So I think that's just a given. He's a laughingstock, man. And the nightmare is going to end at some point.
So basically, he admitted today that he's losing the trade war. I know he's saying he's still winning, and I'm winning and everything else, and it's good for Americans, stuff like that. But basically, it's him admitting that this is hurting Americans, and I have to do something because I fucked up.
Right. So, okay.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Eric, I didn't see a Sweeto for you. Did you have one?
No, okay. Not really.
I have a couple. Real quickly, I have to give a shout out
Let me clarify, though. This is not the end of the trade war. This is just a small part of it. But this is the first sign of like him cracking.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I have two real quick ones. I got to give a shout out to the Kinko's dude. I went to get. I mentioned I went to.
Whoa. Kinko's still exists?
Yeah, I know. It's weird, huh? But I went to Kinko's.
What did they do again? Shoes?
Yeah, exactly. I went... Oh, yeah. That's actually another Sweeto. Colorado it unbanned women from being topless. So women in Colorado can be topless. Same thing with Utah. I think there was like five states. New Mexico, Colorado, Utah... And a couple others I can't remember, but yeah, that's definitely a Sweeto. So women can walk around topless in Colorado. So, ooh, wow, Bernie just gave me a glimpse of being topless in Colorado. Sweet. In public, by the way. So you got to do that in public, Bernie. So, yeah. So anyways, I got to give a shout out to the King.
And it never happened if there's not photo evidence.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so the Kinko's dude gets a shout out because I got a couple of posters from Three from Hell, and I'm going to try to get Bernie to let me give away one of the posters. And she's like, no. I don't know. I'll work on it, Wyland. Pixar didn't happen, Freak 5 says. I'm going to have to talk to Bernie about this because Wyland should have got a poster. He went to Three from Hell and he missed out on a poster. I don't know what we're going to do with two posters. But anyways, here's the Sweeto. The Kinko's dude, I went to get him laminated and... so we got to talking. He's like, is this out? I was like, yeah, it's like for 3 days only. If you want, he was like, oh man, I got to watch it and all this, really excited. And we got to talk about how the cost of lamination and stuff. And, so we get up to the counter and he's like, oh man, I don't have a code for this. So why don't you just take these and, you know, if you need a bunch of things laminated, come and see me and I'll give you a discount. So, kudos to that guy. He gave me a couple of laminated, posters for free and they came out really nice with the thick lamination. So I was really happy about that. And then it's almost harvest time for my plants. So I'm a happy guy. So those are my Sweetos for the week. Break, did I already do your Sweetos? I think I did yours.
Yes.
Sweeto, okay. All right, let's move on to the free-for-all. It's a free-for-all. Okay, this ties into my stinko about me having a run-in with this weirdo at Walmart. And I kept telling Bernie after, because I was really upset. I was like, only at Walmart would something like this happen, you know? It's like, what do I expect, like, going to Walmart? But I'm going
to
ask you guys.
Did you take any pictures to put him on, you know, what's that one website I love so much that I can't suddenly remember? People of Walmart.
People of Walmart. I thought about it, but I'm like, I don't know if that would have escalated things or not. I just wanted to get out of there at that point. I made my point, gotcha. Break, man. You know what I mean? Like I made him put up or shut up, and of course he didn't put up, so he shut up. So, you know, I just got out of there. I kept bitching all the way though, like where he could hear me, like, you know.
I have another stinko. I don't know why, but Twitch is recommending me for the recommended channels for Pro Jared. Like Pro Jared shouldn't even get any sponsorship for Twitch after all the bullshit that happened.
Totally agree. So, my question to you guys for Free For All this week is. And it relates to this. Do you have a breaking point with people? Like, and if so, what is that? And have you ever come to blows or close to it with somebody over some bullshit? So I'll start with you.
Not
Break.
Since I was a kid.
Okay. But what is your breaking point?
As an adult, I have not come to blows with anybody.
Okay, but
I've almost come to that point.
Okay.
But so I've got self-control.
So what did it for you? Break, man, because I agree, I have a lot of self-control too, although in this incident I don't know what it was, I just something just snapped in me, you know, and I just
it's usually that the other guy's bigger than me.
Well, this guy did happen to be bigger than me actually, so you know, for what that's worth, like, you know, but I mean, just something just told me, like, you can't let this guy get away with his nonsense. But I'm just wondering, do you, like, what is your breaking point, Break Man? Like, would you have gotten, let's say somebody like just called you a bunch of derogatory terms right in front of your face. Would that do it? Like, or
that depends on what kind of mood I am. Something like that. Usually what happened to you, I probably would just, as soon as you ran away, I probably just sort of watched him and like turned around and
left.
I kind of just went back to my business, been angry and looking back every once in a while, but I just got to let this go.
Yeah, and normally that's me too, but something in me just like just kind of
like I said, I haven't been in like a fight as a kid. Fights aren't fun.
No,
you know?
They're definitely not.
Unless you're like Van Damme or some shit, I'm sure it's a fucking fun thing. But
right.
Like, I've never felt good after I hit somebody.
Right, I agree with you. I've been in very few fights in my lifetime, Break Man. Yeah. But I've never been afraid of anything or anybody. You know, so I don't know. It just I think the only person I've ever been afraid of in reality is my dad. Because my dad was a bad dude, and he's much shorter than me, but I don't know what it was.
I've definitely been in situations where I've been afraid, but
yeah,
I'm not, I don't immediately back down and run away, you know?
Yeah. You say your dad was a bad dude. Did he save Ronald Reagan from the ninjas?
Let's just put it this way.
Yes, he did.
Let's just put it this way.
They ate burgers afterwards.
Let's just put it this way, Eric. You would never want to get into a confrontation with my dad when it came to blows. Let's just put it that way, no matter how big you are. And my dad's like 5'2". So he's like the Wolverine. He's like the Mexican Wolverine, like literally. Like that's my dad in a nutshell. I don't think I've ever seen my dad ever back down from anybody or anything, no matter what. And I've seen my dad actually kick the shit out of maybe 2 or 3 people, no problems whatsoever. He has a knack for street fighting. You know what I mean? Like I would never want to come to blows with my dad.
I should hope so.
Yeah. No.
As a kid, there are definitely times that I was afraid, and it's like, nope, I'm not fighting this guy, like, run away, like, you know?
Yeah.
But as an adult, like, I've never had I've never been to the point where I've backed down or come to actual blows with somebody, you know?
Yeah.
I've been, I've definitely been in verbal arguments with people.
Yeah, usually that's...
Before it comes to fights, like, cooler heads kind of prevail, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just like, this is... What are we doing? Like, we don't need to do this, you know? This
right, and that's kind of how I felt at a certain point. Once I made my point, I think, like, that's what kind of calmed me down. It's like, I know this guy isn't going to do anything, and I made my point that he's, like, the actual coward of this whole situation, so just walk away, you know? And I did. I was the one that walked away eventually, so... You know, but Eric, have you ever come close to like fighting with somebody, like either as a kid or as an adult?
With my brother, it was a couple times when I was younger.
Did you beat him up, or did they beat you up, or was it a tie?
Didn't really get that far.
Oh, I gotcha.
Just a few slams against the chest. Usually.
Okay.
I'll say, as an adult, like, I've come close to the fighting friends than strangers.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it very rarely happens to me.
Right. It's because I think with your friends and stuff, you really want them to agree, and
yeah,
you know, things happen, and you know, people get fucked, and other people get jealous, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I think that's
anal sex.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, that's no brainer there.
Guy code and sleep with other people's sisters and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a never a good thing to get in a confrontation like that. Like, I don't pretend to say that I wouldn't have got beat up that yesterday or anything like that. But you know, it's just I felt like I had to stand my ground that time. You know, like, there comes...
Oh God, like, there were times I definitely got bullied by kids.
Yeah,
especially when I was in elementary school. Like, there. Yeah. I didn't want to get into fights with anybody. I was going to get my ass kicked and
yeah,
you know, stuff like that.
I mean, you were too busy learning how to, you know, like suck dick. So, like, you know, you had to, like avoid those type of things. Right?
There's a lot of work involved in that. Like, you take
the Switch money.
I've been saving for it since then.
Man. Oh man, I love this show, man. I love how we can like joke about shit like this. But no, it just I don't know. It just I just thought it was an interesting kind of interaction in my life that I really haven't had that often, and sometimes it's good to discuss that type of stuff. So I think that's gonna about do it. Let's do our plugs. Let's start with you, Breakman.
Yeah, like, there's no reason to fight unless you're protecting somebody from something else. Break was sucking dick to make money to buy a Game Boy. So it's free.
Not the Game Boy Color.
I'm saving up that Switch. I don't want the light. I want the full Switch.
No, it was the original Game Boy, man. Like, the black and white one. Not the color.
A nickel a pop, baby.
All right, let's do our plugs, man. We gotta get out of here.
I plugged the nickel.
Oh man, you crazy motherfucker, Breakman, man.
You can follow me at Break_man on Twitter and at Barbie Grinders, where you can ask me a dear Breakman question.
And it's not Dick Sucking Breakman on Twitter. That's somebody different. All right, Eric, you're up, man.
All right, you can find reviews I've written for games like BostonBashBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com, VogNetwork.com, and I've got a review of SNK's 40th anniversary collection for the Xbox One up on Boss Rush Green right now. The other ones will be up later. I didn't get around to writing much this week, but I took Monday off, so maybe I'll get around something around then. And I have less to do, so I'll probably just start writing tomorrow.
Weiland says Tetris was extra. Freak 5 says the skills he learned is going to help him buy a Switch.
Freak Man was sucking dick to make money to buy a Game Boy. Tetris was extra.
That's what I said. Tetris was extra.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that was Freak said one thing and Weiland added to it. That's
Chatter. Tetris was extra. Oh man, follow him on Twitter if you want to help break buy a Switch at break_man, and that's capital B and capital M. So, and send in your Dear Breakman questions to RP Grinders for sure. Anything else, Eric?
I got a dental appointment tomorrow where I got to get two fillings, so I'm going to be extra hurting tomorrow.
Yeah, I got to work tomorrow, too. I'm going to get two fillings.
Break is working on two switches with that in mind, man. All right.
Two fillings of a certain thing.
I'm sure. Okay. Follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. Follow me. Follow me on all the systems, all the consoles, RP Grinders, and add me as a friend. I'll add you on there. Breakman, you give new meaning to the word feeling, man. That's what I'm saying. But I'm wondering why Breakman. You wonder why Breakman has the cowbell? I think we found out the answer today. Freak says you should start offering hand jobs to triple your productivity. Oh, man. This is going off the rails for sure. Okay. Thanks to everybody in chat. Let me name off whoever's left in there. Apex Pro Community was in there. Freak 5 was in there. Commander Root was in there. Electrical Longboard. Our good friend Wyland was in there. Lurks and Windsock. Thank you all for joining. Where was Dungeon Buster? Dungeon Buster missed a hell of a fucking show, man.
He's playing Zelda, isn't he?
I bet you he is. I bet you any money he's playing Link's Awakening.
That's going to cost me extra two.
Fucking Break, man. Everything's extra with Break, man. He doesn't come cheap. That's for sure, man. So, okay. Anything else, gentlemen? I don't even know if I can call Break, man, a gentleman at this point. But anyways.
Let's get food.
let's definitely get food, man. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week, although I don't know if we're going to get anybody to come back next week after this show. like I said, just stay safe. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we're out. Later, everybody.
Break doesn't come cheap, but he. I love you, sir. Break doesn't come cheap, but he makes it come cheap.
Say that one more time, Break Man.
You say it.
Okay. Freak says, Break doesn't come cheap, but he makes you come for cheap. I think we got to end it on that, guys.